This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. From Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and Whip Steve Scalise to Conference Chair Liz Cheney, Republicans this week chose strong pro-life advocates for U.S. House minority leadership positions. Meanwhile, 56% of Democrat voters say they don't like the idea of Nancy Pelosi as House Speaker. A big Democrat fundraiser, Pelosi is busy charming House members while she encourages complacent journalists in their overtly promotional coverage of her leadership while they ignore abortion. Come January, Democrats are promising new legislation to compel parties like Hobby Lobby to provide abortifacient drugs in health care coverage. On Dr. Leanna Wen's first day as president of Planned Parenthood, one pro-life activist says she offered media talk shows five big lies about her organization, the nation's most profitable nonprofit. Ryan Bomberger says the doctor president of Planned Parenthood is simply trying to hawk abortion as health care. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. In other headlines, pro-life groups continue asking the Trump White House to cut off roughly $100 million in federal purchases of abortion specimens. And parents everywhere want Planned Parenthood sex ed out of their children's schools. Last week, students in Sarasota, Florida, were greeted by another lurid video in an English class. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.